he won't mind me saying this because it's true.
Corey Johnson is the city council speaker.
We're joined by the queen of queens, Danny Drum.
He represents Jackson Heights.
When I came out in 1973, homosexuality was on the list of mental disorders.
I came out when I was 16 years old in a little tiny town.
And you know, and there's really nothing worse that you can do to a community than to say that they're mentally ill, right?
I was despondent, clinically depressed, and suicidal.
Because then you don't have to pay attention to them at all.
I didn't know a single gay person, at least I thought.
And so one of the first battles that we had was to fight that stigma.
And when I came out at school in 1999, 6 months after Matthew Shepard was murdered in Wyoming,
that stigma that was formed years ago by labeling people.
And the only reason why I was set up for success, I believe.
I came out to my mom. I can still tell you the place. Teal Pepe's on West 4th Street in Greenwich Village.
Was because I had a loving family.
She wanted to come to the gay bar with me, and I said, no way. I said, you're too old, you know?
I had parental affirmation, not parental rejection.
If I didn't have that type of support, I don't know where I would be today. I don't think I would be standing here, to be honest with you.
But the reality is, 45 years after Drum came out, and nearly 20 since Johnson did,
we still have an enormous amount of parental rejection here in New York City of young, beautiful LGBTQ people
who are three times more likely to commit suicide than the rest of the population.
The wounds we carry as young people become the scars that we wear for the rest of our lives.
The words of the city's first lady, Shalane McRae, announcing a $9.5 million investment to help keep LGBTQ kids off the streets and open the first shelter that serves them into young adulthood, up to age 24.
I'm going to start crying.
Mental health services and clinicians to actually help gay people accept who they are, to have families help to accept their children the way that they are. And that's just such an unbelievable distance that we have come.
From City Hall, Alex Silverman, WCBS News Radio 880.